Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and in Mitzvah Shem we're going to conclude Simen Resh Lamed Vav today. We're beginning actually on Kuf Nun Omud Beis. At the very bottom line was Siv Gimel. We're learning the halachos of the brachos of Kriyashma of Maariv. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Matzot Tzibu Shekaru Kriyashma. A person comes, let's say, a little bit late to shul, and he comes to shul, and he sees that the tzibur has already finished saying all the brachos of kriyashma, and they're about to start saying shmona esrei. So what should such a person do in this situation? So Mechaber tells us, yispalol imoyim. He should daven shmona esrei with them. In other words, not say the brachos of kriyashma and kriyashma before he says shmona esrei. Say shmona esrei with them. V'achar kach yikro kriyashma in birchoseha. And then he should afterwards, after he's done with the shmona esrei, go and start from the beginning, say the brachos of kriyashma and the kriyashma. In other words, reverse the order. Do not be somach gula l'tfila, but because you're going to be saying shmona esrei with the tzibur, that's called tfila b'tzibur, and that is more optimal, as the Mishneh Berurah will tell us. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph says, Im heim oskim adayim bebirchos kriyashma. You walk into shul, and they're still saying the brachos of kriyashma. And he estimates, and he figures until the tzibur actually gets up to Shmoneh Esrei, he'll be able to get to Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad. He won't be able to say Baruch Hashem L'Yolam Amin V'Yamein, but he'll be able to get up to them with Shmoneh Esrei if he concludes after the second bracha, after the Shema Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad, and he won't say Baruch Hashem L'Yolam. So then Yasekein, he should in fact do this via Dalik Baruch Hashem L'Yolam. He should skip the last paragraph, be spalo shmoneh esrei with tzibur and say shmoneh esrei with the tzibur. Why? The osan apsukim einon eliminok. Because as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, the saying of Baruch Hashem liyolam amen v'yamein is a beautiful, beautiful thing to do, but it's a minok. It's not a din. And therefore, since there are v'yesh gedolim shesovrim she'en la'amro, because of the reasons for the custom no longer applicable today, why it was originally started to say this, as we discussed in yesterday's shir, and therefore there are gedolim that say you shouldn't say it at all today, every time, therefore, by skipping that paragraph of Baruch Hashem L'Yolam and Yirui Neinu, what you'll be doing is essentially saying Smichas Gula L'Tvila, as well as davening Tvila B'Tzibur, saying the Shmoneh Esrei with them, so you accomplish two of the main things of davening Maariv, albeit you'll skip that paragraph. And therefore, Kein Kosu Kam Achronim, this is in fact the Psak of many Achronim, in addition to the Mechaber over here, and this is what the Halacha L'Maisa is. Mishneh Berurah brings down v'nei b'diri ataz v'al yirabah mavor behedra the baruch Hashem liyolam v'chulei v'gam yurininu yomaracha tefila. Now here you have an interesting thing. What should you do about the thing that you skip baruch Hashem liyolam and yurininu? So these achronim, the taz v'al yirabah, specifically say you should say it after davening. V'chein hetik achayyadim, and this is also the opinion of the chayyadim. V'chein mashma k'tzas v'morgen avram sivkot and beiz, and this seems to be possibly the opinion of morgen avram as well. However, in the halachas that were seen done by the Vilna Gaon, because of the achar tefila lo yamar apsukim, the brachas shem liyolam v'chulei, there is no reason to go and repeat it after you've finished over here the brachas of kriyashma to now say brachas shem liyolam, because you've already said shmoneh esrei. Umashma the tami de lo niskan el yomro b'makomo v'lo achar shekvar yispal arvest. It makes no sense, he says, that you should go and say now Baruch Hashem L'Yolam, after you've already said the Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Hashem was instead of the Shemoneh Esrei, so it doesn't pay to say it now. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, since you have these two opinions, he says, you can be yotze those that say you should say it, and at the same time not have the concerns that you're saying a Baruch Levatala by not concluding with the Baruchah at the end of Yirei Neinu. Ella, what should you do? Yomar ad ki ein lanu melech elo ato. Just say the last words before the bracha, before the chasima. And this way, v'afogad the bracha below chasima b'yama eino chashuva bracha klal. Since this, technically you didn't say this bracha, so it's as if you didn't say the bracha at all. Nevertheless, mikol makom, kim dafilu kod miyuches surak min hoga b'yama. Since it's only a minute to say this even in the right place, hovu delo lehosif Allah. Therefore, in this situation, don't conclude with the bracha. And mimonashach, you did say most of it, and you didn't have the problem of saying a bracha that's not necessary over here. Furthermore, od kasvu, it further says, b'mekomu shemakdimu l'spal arvus mevod yom, in places where they daven marv early, after the plaga mincha, let's say. Ubalabes, akinesis b'shor shemaschilim barchu, and now you come into shul, and they're saying barchu, v'hulo l'spal mincha, and you haven't daven mincha yet. So you spalo mincha ba'ot shem korin kriyashma. So what you should do is daven mincha while they're saying kriyashma ubechoseha. And then by the time the hitchmanesra, you'll be done with your tvilas mincha. Then v'achakach yispal arvis imatzibur. Go and daven shmonesre with the tzibur now. So you're davening mincha shmonesre, followed immediately by the marv shmonesre, which will now be tvila b'tzibur for marv. And then after that, after the proper zman, v'achakach yichur kriyashma b'chosel b'layla. After it's nightfall, after tzesek kochavim, you'll say the brachas of kriyashma and kriyashma. However, achein im yelo l'tvilas arvis minyan b'layla. But if there is another minyan later on that night, obviously, much preferable yamtim tefilas mincha l'spal b'shosh tzibur m'spal arvis. Then wait to say mincha until the tzibur is saying mariv shmona esrei. This way, you'll be having a little bit like tefilah b'tzibur, as Dirshu foot number 29 says, when the tzibur is saying shmona esrei, even if that's not the same shmona esrei as you're saying, it's a little bit like tefilah b'tzibur. In any event, this way you'll daven mincha while they're davening shmona esrei of mariv, and then later on you'll daven mariv with the regular minyan later on. This is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim, and this is what a person should do. Number of other important Dirshu footnotes. Number 26. Im atzibur kvar ischilu tefilas shmona esrei. If you walk into shul for mariv and you're so late that they've already started shmona esrei, in that situation, in Simon Kuvtes, the Shulchan Aruch says, shelo yasu. Then it's too late to daven with them. That's not called davening with a minion, unless you figure that you'll be able to finish before they finish shmona esrei, and they're up to Kaddish Duskaba and Yehesh Meiraba, you'd be done already. So then that's still called allowable that you can start saying shmona esrei with them as tefilah b'tzibur. Dishavu number 27 says, what about Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Yamein on Matzei Shabbos? So he brings down from the Likutim Ariach that this is dependent upon different Benhagim. There are places that do say it, and there are places that don't say it. See this footnote for details. It concludes with the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Shemisha Noeg Shalolam Ar Psukim Elu B'Matzei Shabbos alone. People that only don't say it on Matzei Shabbos, but they say it the rest of the time. Ein lemin hago shum mokar midivrei rabbeinu. That's incorrect. If you don't say it all the time, you have great gedolim that you can rely upon. If you say it all the time, you have great gedolim. But Rav Moshe says to just not say it Matzei Shabbos is incorrect. We said if a person comes late, so he should skip Baruch Hashem Liolam. What happens if he'd have to skip also Hashkiveinu in order to say Shmona Esrei with them? So Shlomo Zalman says in this situation, Shaf min adin mutal asus kein. Technically, you should do this. However, mikomokom kivin shelo nagu kein, since the minig is not this way, ein l'shanos, and don't skip hashkiveinu in order to say shmona esrei with them. Because, as he brings down in the hammock bracha, once you've already started to say the brachas of kriyashma and the kriyashma, ein orashi l'hafsik kedei l'spal b'tzibur, then you don't have the right to just stop in the middle of that, so you can say shmona esrei with the tzibur. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down Sheroy Lahavsik Liacha Kriyashma, then it's okay to do this. Kedei Lahavsik Lahaspik Tvila B'tzibur. If this is the only way you'll be able to daven Tvila B'tzibur, so then it's acceptable. He brings down as well from the Shelus Tshuva Salmas Chaim, She'ein Roy Lahasus Kain. You shouldn't do this. Kivan Shi Brocha Smuch Lechaverta. Because when you say Hashkiveinu, it's because it's a bracha next to its other bracha, therefore they're connected. However, B'diyevit Shasa Kain Ein Kveida was there. But if you did skip it, not the end of the world. And he says, after the Tvila, you should say the third parash of Kriyashma again by Yomer, and then say MS Vemuna and Hashkivenu. Dishuvu number 28 says that if you answered Baruchu with the Tzibur in the case that we talked about where you walked in and you haven't davened Mincha yet and they're davening Marv and you hear their Baruchu, that doesn't mean that you've accepted upon yourself night. However, on Erev Shabbos, that is a problem. On Erev Shabbos, once you say Baruchu, that is accepting upon yourself Shabbos and you shouldn't do it. However, if a person specifically has in mind that when he answers to Baruch Hu, he is not accepting Shabbos, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, brings down Sheyochel Uspala Mincha, he can still daven Mincha. The issue for number 29 is, how come it's not a Tarti de Sasra? He's davening Mincha, and the Tzibur is davening Marib. How come that's not a problem? So he brings down also from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mishum Shetfilos Chol Hein Shavu Zulazu, because the Shmona Esrei is exactly the same by Mincha and Marib, so therefore it's not looking like a Tarti de Sasra. As opposed to on Friday night, it is a problem because the Marav Shmona Esrei is the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, and therefore it's a different Shmona Esrei than the Mincha Shmona Esrei. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis. He says, in this situation, when they're already starting the Shmona Esrei, about to start Shmona Esrei, you should daven Shmona Esrei, and then afterwards say the brachos of Kriyashma and Kriyashma, because the Tfilas HaTzibur Adifo, it is preferable to daven Tfila B'Tzibur, i.e. saying the Shmona Esrei of Marav with the Tzibur, Mimismach Gula L'Tfila, rather than connecting Gula L'Tfila, saying the brachos of Kriyashma, Ga'a Yisrael and Hashkiveinu, right before the Shmona Esrei. That's less preferable than saying the Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. Now, this is only the Arvis. This is, of course, only by Marav time, as the Chofetz Chaim points out in Os Ches and Shaar Tzion. By Shachris, Odif Mitzvah Smichas Gula L'Tvila Mitzvah Tzibur. By Shachris, you don't have this option. It's very, very important to be Somech Goal Yisrael in Shmona Esrei, and nothing should take precedence over that. Therefore, if a person comes to the shul in the middle of Ezra Savaseinu, we can't just daven Shmona Esrei with them and say the brachas of Kriyashma and Kriyashma afterwards. Everybody agrees this is the halacha. The issue for number 31 brings down, umikol makom, afilu yesh lo rak ma'atzban. If a person only has a little bit of time before the tzibur is about to daven ma'ariv shmona esrei, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, shiomer psuki yitzias mitzrayim, at least say the psukim of yitzias mitzrayim, the third parish of kriyashma, al pi talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, based upon the Gemara in Brachos, where the talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say this, shekosu, she'ikos smichas gulu l'tfilo, hi atzkoris yitzias mitzrayim, because you can accomplish, in this situation, a little bit, or even to a large extent, the smichas gula l'tvila by just saying vayomer, and even though you didn't say go'al yisrael. However, l'maisi is left with a tzorich iyun, should you or should you not do this. Mishabur continues, and he says that you should daven the shmona esrei with the tzibur is even vafilu imatzibur bispalim ibojom, even if they're davening earlier. For example, the davening after plaga mincha, even in that situation, you should say shmona esrei with them. Avilu hochi yispalimon. And you'll say the brachas of Kriyashma and Kriyashma in the right time, as we've already learned in Simon Reish Lam and Gimel Sif Aleph. Masa Yuchul Espal Shmon Esrei, the Arvis Mibojom, that you're allowed to daven after the Plaga Mincha in the certain situations that we've already discussed. However, you should only take advantage of this, davening the Shmon Esrei, before you daven the brachas of Kriyashma and Kriyashma, if there's no later minion that you'll be able to daven in. The lavachi, because if there is a later minyan, ain't levata mitzvah smichas gulu tefila. You can't just go and get rid of this mitzvah, this important idea of being somech gulu tefila by ma'ariv. It's not dispensable unless it's under extenuating circumstances. You'll mish tefila b'tzibur. But if there is a 9 o'clock minyan and now you come in and the 8 o'clock minyan is starting shmon esrei, so don't daven at the 8 o'clock minyan shmon esrei and then say the brachas of kriyashma and kriyashma. Go daven at the 9 o'clock minyan, and this way you can accomplish both smichas gulu tefila and tefila b'tzibur. Mechaber Siv Dalet. Achar Shomer Mo Yisrael Lo'ad. After you say that conclusion of that bracha, Omer, Amen. Everybody answers Amen to their own bracha. Achar Birchas Atzmo, the Mechaber tells us. However, V'lo Yana Amen Achar Birchas HaMelech B'chvodo. But at the end of the bracha of Yirei Neinu, when you say HaMelech B'chvodo, Tumid Yimloch Leni, all that, I'll call Ma'asav, you don't answer Amen to that. And the Ramah says, we've already learned this, Ayin Le'el Simen Reish Tezvav. Mishra Debur in Siv Katan Yud Gimel explains, the reason why the Mechaber says you should answer Amen after Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, because Husiyum Birchas Kriyashma. This is the conclusion of the four brachos of Kriyashma. And for Ozel HaMechaber L'taymin, and the Mechaber goes according to the reason he presented earlier, the Masha Pasuk, Simin Reish Tezvav Sifalov, Ayin Sham, that's what the Ramah alluded to, that the Dinim over there say that at the conclusion of a series of brachos, the Sfardim, following the Pesach and the Mechaber, answer Amen to their own bracha. However, Ashkenazim don't do this, and we almost never answer Amen to our bracha, with the exception of Bonei Barachma of Yushaloyim, Amen in the benching. Sivkot Nidalet, the Mechaber tells us, the reason why we don't answer after the bracha of HaMelech Vodo, even according to the Mechaber, is because that's at the end of a series of brachos. Kihi ein ha-shayach le-birchas kriyashma. That's really not the fifth bracha of kriyashma. It's a separate bracha. V'havya kichol bracha miyuchedes. And it's like any other isolated single bracha that even the Mechaber says, she'ein ona amen achar birchas atzmo, that you don't answer amen to your own bracha. Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishabura says, HaMelech Bechvodo, Be'amro, Tomid Yimloch Oleinu, Lo Yek Havonoso Bilshon Bakosha. When you're saying this part of the bracha, don't think that, HaKadosh Baruch, you should be with us all the time. You should be our Melech all the time. Emir Tzah Hashem, that's the bracha that you're saying. Shemispalo Shimloch Oleinu, Dainu Lekari V'Gula, that you're asking Hashem to please be the king over us and bring about the Gula. That's incorrect. She'ein Tfila Bechasim HaSabracha, because we don't make a Bakosha, a Tfila, at the end of the bracha. It has to be regarding what the bracha is about. Elo yeh kavanaso b'lashon shevach. And therefore, when you're saying these words that Hashem told you m'loch aleinu l'lam v'ed v'al kol ma'asav, it's a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimloch li'olam. And we're stating over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king forever. And this brought down the name of the Magen Avraham. The Ramah said that, see in Simon Reish Tezvav, and the Mishabur Sif Katan Tezayin explains, wrote to Lomah, the Ramah is telling us over here, that over there, Shasham Kosav Ramah, Shabdinasenu Ein Noagim Lasso Sachar Birchas Atzmo, that the Ramah over there said, and that's the same halach over here, that Ashkenazim do not answer Amen to their own series of bracha, including Afilu Acha Bircha Shomer Amo Yisrael Wa'ad. The issue foot number 32 reminds us that we did say, however, if you answer at the same time as the Shliach Tzibor, or the same time as somebody else that you're answering Amen to, then you're allowed to answer Amen, even though you also said the bracha yourself. And certainly if you're answering to Amen to a different bracha, even though you just finished that bracha, it's not called answering Amen to your own bracha. That concludes Simen Reish Lamed Vav. Now we'll do Yitz Hashem, a very short, entire Simen Reish Lamed Zayin, which is Seder Tfilas Arvis, which is only one sif. And the Mechaber tells us, Ein Shaliach Tzibur Chozer HaTfila B'Tfilas Arvis. There is no Chazor Sashatz by Marv. And the Ramah says, likewise, Ve'ein Noflin Al Pneim Liachar Arvis. And likewise, there's no Tachnun. We don't fall down upon our face and say the Tfila of Tachnun after Marv. That's the entire siman. Now let's just look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Aleph, tells us, She'ein tfilas arvis chova. The reason why we don't say a chazar sashatz is because marv is not obligatory. Rak mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. And even though today, as the Mishnah Berurah will point out in a second, it is obligatory, nevertheless, it's not a real chiyav. It's just we've accepted upon ourselves today as a chiyav. As the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'lo nischayav ba'adam, since we're technically not obligated to do so, and therefore, we shouldn't make chazaras hashatz, she'etztarech ha'shliach tzibur lo'tzio yudei chavos. So the rabbis never instituted, based upon what the Rambam says, that there's a shliach tzibur over here doing chazaras hashatz to be motzi people who aren't obligated in this tefillah. And the Mishnah says, "Afilo idna de kavua chova." Even though today it is a chova, nobody can say I don't feel like davening maariv today. It is an absolute obligation. Nevertheless, makom lo alim minhaga. The minhag is not strong enough l'shavua chova to make it into an obligation. Kedei la'truche tzibura to make a tircha de tzibura to make the tzibur have to go and have a tircha. A delay, a difficulty, to go make them do a chazara sashatz. And this is broke down in the name of Lecha Chamudos and the El Yeraba. Tisha foot number one brings down, what about women? So here clearly women have never accepted upon themselves a chiyav to daven marv. He does bring down the machlokis where the women have to say haskaris yitzias mitzrayim by night time. That's a machlokis of the poskim. The issue foot number two brings down, likewise, in regards to the inyan of smichas gula l'tfila, the sharetzion we already learned in Simen Reish Lamed Vav, that afal pisha kavua kechova eino kechova gemuri. Even though we have an obligation to say marv, and therefore there is an obligation to say and be somech gula l'tfila, since technically it's only a rishus, therefore there's no problem in the chazan or the gabay in the shul being machriz, clapping or announcing yalav yavo alanisim or things like that. Likewise, since there is no chazar sashatz by Marv, the Chazonish says, she'ev shol etzarif l'minyan mishekvar espalo. When you're looking to have 10 people over here to make a minyan, so you can't be mitzarif people that already davened according to the Chazonish. Because it's the chazar sashatz that's, so to say, allowing them to be mitzarif, and therefore, if they've already davened and there is no chazar sashatz, they can't be mitzarif. L'niyaz dati, I don't think the Velt holds like this Chazonish. As many times people do get a, quote, minion together, even though some of the people have already davened. Then we go to Sivkot and Beis. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Ramah said that we don't do Tachlin. The King Kosev HaBach HaMogen Avram. This is also the opinion of the Bach HaMogen Avram that we don't say Tachlin by Marav. And this is true. V'afilu spalu arvis mebod yom. Ain't no flim. Even if you're davening Marav, you have to plag a mincha, and it's still technically day outside. Nevertheless, we still don't say Tachlin by Marav. The kvar shavyo laila, because by your davening Marav, you've essentially made it night, and therefore we don't say Tachlin at night. The issue for number three does point out, if you don't bow down during the Tachlun, you don't go down on your arm, if you want to say the Kapitel Tilim of Tachlun, that's not a problem. The issue for number four reminds us that we've already discussed when is the last time that you can say Tachlun, and while we brought down that there are poskim that allow you to say Tachlun by Mincha time, even during the Bein HaShmashos, there is the opinion that's brought down the name of Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, both Zatzal, that the Minigin Yushalayim is not to say Tachlun after the Shkia. The reasoning behind this is, Shlomo Zalman says, is because it's considered a sakana in some way to say Tachlin after the Shkia and Chamira Sakanta. We're very concerned about a sakana that we don't do it at all. The Kaf Chaim also brought down previously that it's like cutting down, chopping down trees. It's a very big isser to go and say Tachlin after the Shkia. Again, many are makel to allow it during the Bein HaShmashos, but we don't say it certainly after nightfall. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says, "Vafilu tefilah shum ispalu shem tashlum shel tefilas mincha," and we don't do tachlun even if it's a makeup shmona esrei for mincha. Gam kein ein lipol. The Prima Gadol says we don't do tachlun in that situation as well. Then he brings down kosef shulte gibarim. The shulte gibarim says in the beginning of the Gemara in Brachos, "Noagu b'ktsas mekomus lo meshir amalos tini baruch v'chule," that there is a custom to say shir amalos before davni marv, kodem marv. Why? Mishum damrinon ragu likros kore. Because we said a person should try to learn a little bit before davni marv. The tzarich likros shma mitoch divrei Torah, in order that you should say shma coming out of learning, and therefore it's a custom to say shir amalos. Why bedavka that mizmar? V'adamrinon mizmar zel yosem yachirim mishum dechsev ba omdim veis Hashem balelos. Because that includes in it over here that we have standing in the house of Hashem in the nighttime. Or alternatively, nami mishum dechsev sui dechem kodesh baruch Hashem. This is brought down in the name of the El Yerabah. Dishufut number 5 reminds us that we brought down in yesterday's shir in Simin Reish Lamed Vav in Dishufut number 1 that the reasoning behind Shir HaMalos is Kedei Likro Kriyat Shema Mitoch Divrei Torah. That you should bedavka go and say Divrei Torah before you say Kriyat Shema. That's the best preparation to say Kriyat Shema. That concludes Simin Reish Lamed Zayin, and that concludes today's shir.